From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Spanish officials are debating their next move after Catalonian President Carles Puigdemont Tuesday proclaimed he had a mandate to declare independence. However, he stunned everyone by calling a suspension in order to hold talks with Madrid. Spanish Foreign Minister Alfonso Dastis called it trickery. Puigdemont said compromise is necessary. The Catalan leader has been under intense international pressure to avoid an independence declaration. Meanwhile, Spain's Deputy Prime Minister Soraya Sanz de Santamaría said the referendum was illegal and accused Puigdemont of creating tension and uncertainty. Atlantic Council Spanish analyst Carlos Castelo said he is bewildered by the Catalan leader's words and deeds.
When you've gathered such momentum, stopping short of declaring independence felt underwhelming for a lot of the pro-independence movements and very confusing, honestly, because then they went ahead and signed the Declaration of Independence anyways.
Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy is expected to address the Spanish Parliament on Madrid's reaction later today. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga Tuesday withdrew from the court-ordered presidential election rerun October 26th, insisting a lack of reform at the country's election commission will result in another fraudulent vote.
The commission CEO was the coup plotter in chief, and his litany of senior secretariat staff continue to dominate the operations of the commission and stifle any attempt to initiate reforms at the commission.
It leaves incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta the only candidate. The August 8th vote, won by Mr. Kenyatta, was declared null and void by the Kenyan Supreme Court. This is VOA. According to a South Korean lawmaker, North Korean hackers have stolen classified military documents, including wartime operational plans to destroy North Korea's leadership. Ruling Democratic Party official Ri Chol-hee said the information was taken from the Defense Integrated Data Center in September of last year. Risk management consultant and former U.S. Air Force intelligence officer Cedric Layton expressed surprise.
What is interesting to me about this is that this kind of data was not kept on a more secure network.
The South Korean Defense Ministry has not confirmed Ri's statements, and the U.S. Defense Department has declined to comment. The revelation comes as two U.S. B-1 bombers took part in a show of force drill in South Korea amid nuclear and missile tensions. The United States says it is very disappointed by the Turkish government's arrest of two local staffers at the American consulate as diplomatic tensions between the two countries ramp up. Last week, for the second time this year, Turkish authorities arrested a local staff member of the U.S. diplomatic mission. U.S. Ambassador John Bass later announced a temporary halt to all non-immigrant visa applications. Turkey retaliated by announcing its own suspension of visa services in the United States. Fast-moving wildfires continue to rage across the wine country of Northern California. At least 15 people are known dead, with dozens unaccounted for and hundreds of homes destroyed. The flames of an estimated 17 separate fires have consumed more than 46,000 hectares. Local resident Mark Hyatt was surprised that his home was spared.
By the time I got up here to where my truck was hooked up to the boat, the fire was already halfway down the mountain, and there were embers everywhere, and the wind was just crazy, and there was this huge roar of the flames.
Tens of thousands have been forced to flee their homes. Schools have been closed, along with at least two hospitals. Firefighters are also battling blazes in Southern California. A study shows that there has been a tenfold increase in the number of obese and overweight children and adolescents worldwide in just 40 years. The most dramatic changes have occurred in middle-income countries in regions such as East Asia, the Middle East, and North Africa and Latin America. Lead author Professor Majid Ezzati said he was surprised by the speed of the change. And vote counting continues across Liberia following presidential elections that are almost certain to go to a runoff with 20 candidates contesting. The state-run Liberian broadcast system reports there will likely be a runoff based on preliminary figures. I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.